Leading the news this morning, a remembrance service will be held on Queensland Sunshine Coast today for a mother and daughter who died after falling ill in Bali. Nolene Bischoff and her 14-year-old daughter Ivana died at the weekend. Authorities are yet to determine the cause of their deaths. Indonesia's military chief says he understands why Australia wants to turn back asylum seeker boats. General Muldoko has told the Jakarta Post he's discussed the issue with Australia's Defence Force. It follows claims by an asylum seeker the Navy towed a boat for 5 days before abandoning it at sea. In Iraq, more than 13,000 families have fled Fallujah ahead of an expected military assault on the city. The government has been trying to oust Sunni militants who have taken control of Fallujah and parts of Ramadi. There are growing fears of a humanitarian crisis as supplies of food, water and medicine run low. U.S. basketball star Dennis Rodman has sung happy birthday to North Korea's Kim Jong-un before a large crowd in the capital, Pyongyang. Rodman was joined by a team of former NBA players for an exhibition match to celebrate the dictator's birthday. Rodman's visit has caused a storm of controversy. Australian actress Cate Blanchett has been nominated for a BAFTA award for her role in Woody Allen's latest film, Blue Jasmine. The space thriller Gravity led the pack, receiving 11 nominations in Britain's equivalent of the Oscars.